Our show today is going to be an interesting one. You may recall Troy Carl. He is the founder and president of International Scripture Ministries. He's at one time with Faith Comes by Hearing in Albuquerque. ISM, again, International Scripture Ministries, is working to help Christian ministries harness technology, leverage platforms, and establish partnerships with free access to software and resources that help them reach every person in their own language across the world. This is a big, big, big ask. They want to put the Bible into every hand on earth. While you are listening today, you may want to go to ISM's website. That is ism.bible. In January of this year, we talked with two-time Super Bowl champion Jason Elam. He's with the Seed Company. He talked about his partnerships with Wycliffe Bible Translators to accelerate the process of providing Bible translations to every person on the planet, and so that they will have the opportunity to read the Word of God in their native language. Morgan Jackson, Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing, visited with us as well in April. They shared their vision, Faith Comes by Hearing, right here in Albuquerque. Unbelievable national, international ministry. They provide dramatized audio of the translations for people to engage the scriptures by listening to it. What a cool concept. And ISM, our guest today, Troy Carl, is the founder of ISM. They are now helping these ministries, and they partner with these two ministries that I just mentioned, deliver the word worldwide through every conceivable media platform available, and some technologies that we don't even know about yet. Stay with us. Troy Carl will join us. He's the founder and president of International Scriptural Ministries. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Whether ordering delivery, takeout, or pickup, let's get out there and support our favorite restaurants. Central Grill and Coffee House, east of Rio Grande on Central, serving breakfast all day. Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order. Nacho Mama's Tacos. Grass Burger, using 100% grass-fed beef. EatGrassBurger.com. Village Pizza, two locations. Great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon Appetit.
At Creca Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Creca Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheCrecaLawFirm.com. The C-R-E-C-C-A Law Firm.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect, we are on the phone this afternoon with Troy Carl, founder of International Scripture Ministries. Troy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Troy, you have some exciting things. I know that you are once an Albuquerquean working with Faith Comes by Hearing. Tell us what you did at Faith Comes by Hearing.
I was the vice president at Faith Comes by Hearing, where I was responsible for developing all of our digital tools, digitizing all of the many languages that were being recorded there, over 1,800 translations, recordings of the New Testament translation, and then making that freely available to people on different platforms, everything from podcasts to mobile apps to RSS feeds and a whole variety of digital technology distribution platforms.
And Troy, of course, you really are interested in bringing the Bible into every home in the world, in every person's native language. Is that something you think we can accomplish in our lifetimes?
Well, absolutely we can. In fact, you know, in the days of COVID, if you think about it, how many people in the world today are wearing a mask? And in just a very short period of time, you have all of humanity around the world wearing a mask. Now, when you think about Jesus saying that the gospel would be proclaimed to every language, every tribe, and every tongue, you know, you realize it really is possible to get not only the content, but today we actually have the devices that people use all over the world. There are places where we work today, they don't have shoes, they don't have toilets, but they've got a smartphone in their back pocket. So one of the most amazing things about the day and age that you and I are living in is that we are living in a truly time of connected, where all of humanity is connected using devices. The key is, what are we doing to make the content, the gospel content, broadly and widely available and freely accessible across all of the different digital platforms that emerge in all the languages all around the world? So the short answer is, yes, of course I believe it's possible. I believe we're already seeing it happen. And I think in the next few years, we're going to see a massive acceleration of scripture distribution like we've never even thought possible. We're now seeing it a reality.
Well, since your days, Faith Comes By Hearing, you've been working on a lot. Tell us what you've been doing since you left Albuquerque.
Well, we've been building a team of aerospace technology and basically network architects of every different facet, where we are building the basic architecture for a global system. So when you think about the internet being developed on a global backbone that's made up of all different types of points of presence, we've been working on a dedicated network that will allow gospel content to be distributed freely, utilizing not only the technology that you and I both understand, internet communications, but also using older types of technology from broadcast radio frequencies, satellite television networks, and we are leveraging them in new ways that allow us to get digital data to mobile devices by leveraging those other networks. So, in essence, we are building a global gospel network that allows us to get gospel content literally from space to radio towers, phone to phone, and to individual internet distribution points of presence all over the world. It's a very, very exciting network that we're building.
Well, it's an understated question for me to ask you if you have your finger on the pulse of progress in making the Bible available in all languages. Obviously, you've got your finger right on the heartbeat.
Well, let me tell you, there's a whole lot of people that have been involved in doing scripture translation, from National Bible Society's Wycliffe Bible Translator, SIL, Seed Company, a whole variety of very hardworking, dedicated people all over the world that have been committed to getting the Bible translated into every language of the world. What's most exciting is that we are now living in a day and age where, you know, technology has accelerated our ability to get those translation works done. And as they're being completed, digital distribution infrastructure allows us to get scripture content in the local language directly to a person. We use things like artificial intelligence. We use automated programming interfaces between not only the smartphones that we use, but software systems like Siri and Alexa and other types of voice-driven platforms that are now making it so much more easy, simple, for us to get that content to the people. So you and I are living in a time where literally by 2033, we're going to see every language, all the 7,100 languages in the world. We believe that we will see, through all those partnerships, we will see a translation of at least the New Testament and scripture available broadly in every single language. That's really an amazing thing when you stop to think about it, that you and I in our lifetime are not only going to see a translation of the Bible available in every language, but the ability to actually get it to people directly in their pockets. Really an exciting time.
Troy Carl, the founder of International Scripture Ministries and also serves now as their president. Troy, what are the barriers to accomplishing these goals?
You know, really, the technology's there. It's the old adage, it's people and resources, right? We need more resources in order to build out the kind of infrastructure at the pace that we would love to. But God has been faithful. It's been a tremendous season of growth for us. And we're already seeing many new technologies being enhanced would probably be the right word. Accelerated would be the right word. But really, it's about having people with the skills and then the resources necessary for us to accelerate that development. Those are really the only barriers. We have the resolve. We know what needs to be done. We know which steps to take. And God willing, we'll have both the people and the resources so that we can see it accomplished here in short order.
How have advances in technology made Bible translation and distribution more effective?
Well, gosh, I can tell you that one of the biggest advances is the ability to distribute content intelligently based on location, based on operating system, based on language. You know, whether we realize it or not, people are interacting with forms of artificial intelligence every day. It has become such a normal part of our ability to access content and information that we don't realize we're actually working with AI on a regular basis. But today, we see billions of people with smartphones in their pocket, and those phones know, based on who you are, what you do, your listening habits, your reading habits, your search habits, your travel behavior, even the languages of the people that you interact with. All of that information is being put together into systems of artificial intelligence. That's probably the greatest advancement has been our ability to use artificial intelligence in a very practical way in order to get people the content that they need and the content that they desire in a timely way. You know, today we interact with our Netflix, our Amazon Prime. You know, that's the way you and I think about it here in the U.S. We call them recommendation engines. It's where, you know, based on you watching this particular movie, this particular genre, this particular director, these particular actors, all of a sudden those algorithms build a profile, and then they deliver to you choices and selection based on your past user experiences. Well, the same thing is happening in the area of gospel content. What language you speak, what's your trade language, what's the business languages, what's your indigenous heart language, what's the operating system language of the smart device you use or the computer that you use. And then even when you speak into cloud-based systems, you're actually speaking into the air. Those systems are listening for your particular voice, your footprint, if you will. It's an audio footprint that tells those systems what content to bring to you in a relevant time and format. Those are things that a decade ago we only dreamt were possible. Today, we interact with them so seamlessly that it's becoming a part of our everyday life. And it's not just in the developed world. We're seeing it advance in the cars we drive, the appliances that we use, even in the radio stations that we listen to. Even traditional radio is advancing dramatically, allowing people access to content all over the world. Very, very exciting stuff.
Troy, is the founder and president of International Scripture Ministries, you're a visionary. You're already telling us all the things that you are doing now, but what do you see 2 or 3 years from now? What's your vision for ISM?
Well, we're developing some new technology that I think is going to be a real force multiplier, if you will. We're developing a new technology that allows us to transform any traditional radio broadcast tower into a FM digital distribution data tower, which means in many of the places around the world, they may not have internet access quickly and readily available, but we can actually use radio frequency towers within, you know, say 100-mile or 200-mile radius, and we can actually distribute data directly to those Android devices, because the Android phones actually have FM data receivers. Every Android phone in the world already has it. So that'll be a one of the accelerations that we're going to see. The other thing that we're going to see, even in very, very near future, is a rapid deployment of satellite data broadcasting, low Earth orbiting satellite networks that today we're seeing, you know, television broadcasts of SpaceX and OneWeb and other countries that are quickly deploying low Earth orbiting satellites that are covering the Earth with digital access. I believe that commercial access to satellite networks will become something that's not only real, but actually with financially available to the average organization. We believe that we will be a part of such a global distribution network. And we're also seeing advancement in direct-to-device transmissions from low-Earth orbiting satellites, which is a very, very amazing thing. So basically, imagine a low-Earth orbiting microsatellite at, say, 70 nautical miles above you, actually having the ability to send unique data directly from that satellite to your mobile device without a tower in between, without a cell tower. So essentially, that low-Earth orbiting satellite becomes a mobile satellite, mobile tower. And we're seeing several companies that are already deploying such capabilities. I think in the next 3 years, we will probably see that accessibility a reality. And it'll be then a matter of what organizations are utilizing those kind of networks for the distribution of the gospel. We believe that ISM will be one of those ministries dedicated to utilizing new technology so we can get the gospel to people that normally wouldn't have access to it.
You are listening to ABQ Connect with Troy Carl. He's the founder and president of International Scripture Ministries. We will be right back on ABQ Connect.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom has been my property manager. He provided me with renters, and I trust Dominic's judgment, and I have not been disappointed at all. I would say that Dom Garcia is a highly reputable person. He has provided me with services to my expectations and beyond. He is a marvelous manager, a very nice person, and he considers not only me as the owner of a property to be rented, but the renters. I appreciate what he does for everyone.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
It's not too late. It may be after Christmas, but it's not too late to bless a poor family in Asia with a gift that will change their lives. Before December 31st, you can give the gift of hope through Gospel for Asia. You can give a mother a sewing machine so she can clothe her family and sell garments to earn a living. You can give a family a pair of goats or a pair of chickens so they can sell milk or eggs. These may seem like small gifts, but for a family in Asia, these gifts open the door out of poverty, and these gifts open the door to the gospel. If you give your gift before December 31st, your donation is tax deductible for this year. Time is running out, but it's not too late. You can still go online at knkt.com. Look for the Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter campaign, or call 855-572-4628. That's 855-572-4628.
How do you deal with sin? The first step is facing facts. Skip Heitchik gets real about sin in this hotspot.
The Bible talks about confessing your sin, right? If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So admit your sin. Take responsibility for it. Own it. Don't blame shift.
After we admit our sin, we must leave it.
Leave it. That's repentance. Turn from it. Make a clean break from it. When I was a kid growing up in the Catholic Church, I sinned all week long because I could go to confession at the end of the week.
Get more teachings from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Now admit it, then leave it. By God's grace and God's power, make a clean break, go in the opposite direction.
Follow the Connect with Skip Heitzig podcast on Spotify. And now,
replace it. Replace it. The book of Romans talks all about that. Don't be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. Develop new activities, new habits, new disciplines.
New disciplines.
What if you could include a needy family in Asia on your Christmas giving list? You can. Listen as KP Ohanian explains the GFA Critter Campaign.
From the beginning, as we began this Critter Campaign, that is Christmas gift to people that never heard of Christmas story, today, average 300,000 families receive some help every year in 16 nations that are in need.
You can make a real difference to a family in Asia by taking part in the GFA Critter Campaign. Go to the Critter Campaign banner on KNKT.com. Here is KP to explain the heart behind the Critter Campaign.
Why we do this, the motivation always is, Jesus said, I was hungry, I was poor, I was abandoned, and you cared for me.
You can give a chicken, a goat, and yes, even a water buffalo. The Critter Campaign is practical and powerful. Take part at KNKT.com. Go to the Critter banner at KNKT.com. No doubt 2020 has brought setbacks. Ready for your comeback?
You know you're in a crisis when life is overwhelming you. When everywhere you look, there is a problem.
Tony Evans says your past does not need to be your future. Do you agree? Then you'll want a copy of Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback. And with any donation to Star 88 or KNKT in December, you'll get a copy of this dynamic book. You need this book to launch your life into a comeback. Just give a gift to star88.fm or knkt.com. Click under Donate. And you'll be helping our station make the end of the year budget. We all need a comeback.
In a crisis, you need to see the living God.
Make a donation at star88.fm or knkt.com under Donate and receive Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect, we are on the phone this afternoon with Troy Carl, founder of International Scripture Ministries. Troy, you're obviously not doing all of this on your own. You've assembled, as you mentioned at the beginning of our interview, a whole team of people. Tell us a little bit about your team and their unique abilities.
Well, we've really been blessed to bring on not only Silicon Valley experts we work with, multiple teams that are actually out of Google, Facebook, Johnson & Johnson, Harley-Davidson, several of the major companies and major brands that you know about. We utilize teams out of those networks from Silicon Valley. We have about 26 people on that particular software development team. They work on what I call the master brain, the content management systems. And then we're blessed to have the head of our network technologies is a retired Air Force colonel. His name is Dan Jones, comes to us with a significant amount of experience in the Department of Defense. He does strategic planning on not only in information technology sectors, but also specifically in low Earth orbiting satellite networks. Dan is the head of our network technologies. Together with him and another team of outsourced contractors out of Virginia, they are helping us advance the development of these new technologies that I just mentioned to you. We've already had significant breakthrough in our ability to transmit data, specifically over FM frequencies direct to device. We're very excited about that. But he's also the one working closely with our satellite network organization so that when the timing is right, God willing, we'll be able to have access. We'll either lease time or we'll, Lord willing, maybe even acquire an entire satellite network ourselves. That's the long-term vision and goal. But Dan leads that team. And then, of course, we have a variety of software developers, iOS, Android, network architects, UI, UX designers, graphics designers, just a whole slew of people that God has gifted that have joined our team. And we're excited about the new people that are joining our team in 2021. And it really is quite exciting to see what God has done.
Well, Carl, I want to take a pause real quick because remind our listeners that we're talking with Troy Carl. He's the founder of International Scripture Ministries, the founder and president, amazing vision and amazing application and deployment of technology. I want to pause, though, and ask, how can our listeners come alongside you and support you? And I'll probably do this again at the end of our interview.
Wonderful. You know, I have a couple projects very near and dear to our hearts. If you'd like to support the build-out technology that allows us to get Bible content in the local languages to people all over the world, you can visit our website at ism.bible, and you can make a contribution there, and we'll make sure that that money goes to work right away on developing these new technologies and these new servers. We're also developing a new Bible short formatting program called the Bible Audio Network, where our goal is to engage listeners in Scripture content systematically from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. You know, 65% of Bible-believing Christians have never read the entire New Testament, and we really want to see a younger generation of people understand that the Bible has the power to transform your life. But a lot of times they just don't know how to begin to engage. So the Bible Audio Network is not only broadcasting dramatized audio scripture on a daily basis, chapter by chapter, but we also have short form, 5-minute teaching from Genesis to Revelation that we are producing and deploying through the Bible Audio Network. You can sponsor our programming by simply visiting ism.bible, make a contribution. You know, every gift really makes a difference as we get the Bible and its teachings to every person in the world. We're going to begin with English, then we'll move into Spanish, then we hope to translate the programming into 50 major languages, and it really is going to be an exciting opportunity to reach younger people right there on their mobile devices in a very practical, systematic way. So you can get involved and help us build the network, help us get Bibles to people all over the world, and then help us get teaching to younger listeners through the Bible Audio Network.
And we want to emphasize again, the website is ism.bible. You've tested a couple of these projects, I understand, in Guam. Tell us about those tests.
Well, we did. As a partner in Faith Comes by Hearing, and thanks to our partnership with Transworld Radio, in the island of Guam, we were able to bring data scientists, software development, technology experts, and a couple of the guys that I mentioned to you from the Department of Defense. And in Guam, we were actually able to turn a shortwave broadcasting tower basically into a giant one-way Wi-Fi router. So we took the Bible, software that an actual Bible app, and the dramatized recording of the scripture, compressed it into little tiny packets of data, and then on a proprietary server, we were actually able to broadcast that data transmission from the island of Guam 3,000 miles into Thailand, where we were actually able to download that Android Bible app and the content directly onto mobile devices from 3,000 miles away using traditional shortwave broadcast technology. It really is quite unprecedented. So imagine downloading an Android Bible app onto your phone in the middle of the jungle without the Google Play Store. Actually turning on your phone, logging onto an app store, and downloading a Bible app, but not having internet access and getting it directly to your phone in the middle of the jungle. We were able to do that successfully 3,000 miles. And we said, now, if we can do that using shortwave, which is really one of the most difficult technologies to do it on, we can do it also in the FM frequency. So when people think of FM, they think of traditional broadcast radio, like this radio program that they're listening to right now. And that's an amazing use of technology. That alone is an amazing gift from God that we can broadcast all over the world directly onto people's devices, directly on their radios in their cars using FM frequencies. But imagine if at the same time you're listening to a Christian music, you're listening to a gospel broadcast or teaching, imagine if you are actually receiving data transmissions to your mobile device somewhere in the middle of the jungle on that same FM transmission. That's the next level of technology that we're developing, and the Guam demonstration was just step one. Now, Lord willing, we'll have these special servers located through our partner networks, Far East Broadcasting, Trans World Radio, and other national partners all over the world we'll be working with to install these transmission servers on these FM transmitters all over the world, making gospel content freely accessible to anyone anywhere within the footprint of that broadcast. It's truly a remarkable advancement.
When you were at Faith by Hearing, Faith Comes by Hearing, a lot of the technologies that have sped up the whole process of Bible translation were actually developed there. Tell us, give us a comparison of how long it now takes to put together a whole Bible translation compared to what it used to be, say, 30 years ago.
Well, you know, 30 years ago, it would take 5 years and teams of people that would actually have to make photocopies of the actual Bible translation. They would highlight and number each line of the Bible. And when I say line, I don't mean verse. So every character is given a number. Let's say Jesus would be number 7, and maybe the Apostle Paul would be number 116. And we would number every character up to 180 different characters in the New Testament. And then we would have to load up all that content, all that equipment, go into the jungle, work with the local Bible translation organizations, national partners, national churches. And Faith Comes by Hearing would diligently work. It literally could take up to 5 years to complete a New Testament recording. Now, thanks to technology, new software development systems, automation processes, now Faith Comes by Hearing produces a new audio New Testament every other day. So while they're working on 6 to 8 weeks of recording, they're actually producing and releasing every other day a New Testament recording that's made then available through the digital distribution systems all over the world. It really has been an amazing time where 30 years ago it may have taken you 5 years. Now you can see a New Testament done literally in 6 weeks, and then it's actually deployed every other day. We're seeing new languages and dramatized recordings being made available all over the world. Unbelievable.
Troy Carl, founder of International Scripture Ministries, visiting with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Troy, you've been addressing a lot of individuals that are listening to our program today, but I also want to just mention that we have a lot of people that are in Christian leadership, people that are parts of boards, they're elders, they're pastors, other people that are listening. How can a church get involved with supporting your mission?
Wonderful. Well, of course, we would love to see churches make Bible-centric engagement a critical part of their everyday activities. We all know that preaching of the Scripture is absolutely critical. Proper application of Scripture in the lives of people is very important. Teaching of the Scripture, systematic teaching is important. But one of the things that we've seen is that there, especially among Americans today, is that there really is a lack of understanding of the truth of Scripture for themselves. And a lot of it has to do with the amount of time or engagement in Scripture that people are doing. Now, I know that pastors are preaching and faithfully, diligently encouraging their people to be in Scripture, but we would love to see churches and leaders challenge their congregations to spend time. If you spend 28 minutes a day for 40 days in the New Testament, you can actually go from Matthew to Revelation in just 40 days and really know what Jesus taught. And so because we're so committed to that, we have a new product that we've developed. It's called ChurchBase, churchbase.com. And recently ISM acquired ChurchBase, which is a church app platform. And we would like to make that available free of charge to every ministry, every church in America that would like to focus on making preaching, teaching, and the Bible available to their congregation members. Now, normally that costs about $3,000 to set up and about $150 a month, but ISM actually going to underwrite the cost of that system. So if you're a pastor or you're a church leader, you're a ministry leader, and you want to get your congregation engaged in Scripture, we're going to give you the tool for charge to do it. You just visit us at churchbase.com, sign up for a new account. We'll build out your mobile app, your Android app, your iOS app. You'll get a website, and we will integrate in it all of the Bibles with all of the languages made freely available so that you can encourage your congregation to not only engage with your preaching and teaching every Sunday, be a part of your live streams, your live feeds, all of that's included, managing your church membership database, all of that's included, but you'll also have access to the Bible in over 1,800 languages freely available to every person that has your new mobile app. Again, we want to provide this free of charge to every church that's listening to this program. Just visit us at churchbase.com, and we're going to give it to you free of charge because we care about getting people into the Word of God. And if we can give you the tools to do it, we hope that you'll encourage your congregation to spend more time in God's Word.
I can really see how that would be an amazing tool even for missionaries in the field.
Absolutely. If you're a missionary, we'll provide it to you as well. Any ministry that is actively engaged in reaching people, we want to be able to provide that to you.
Troy Carl, the founder of International Scripture Ministries, is visiting with us this afternoon. Troy, I'm almost afraid to ask you this question, my friend, just seeing the massive vision that you have. But when we interview you, and I'm not saying in past tense, I'm saying it as a promise, when we interview you in 2 or 3 years, Lord willing, what would you hope to have accomplished on all of these projects you've mentioned today?
Well, I can tell you my dream is that, and it may be a little longer than 3 years, it may take five. That's probably more in line. But eventually, I believe that God has told us that there will come a day when the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We know that's what he puts in Scripture. It doesn't say that everybody will believe, but it does say the knowledge of the Lord. Everyone will know who Jesus Christ is. And I believe that in the next few years, Lord willing, we're going to see a satellite system flying 70 to 80 nautical miles above the earth. And it'll beam gospel content from space down to towers and points of presence on the ground, possibly through our radio partners, thousands of partners all over the world in every language, and then from those towers directly to the mobile devices that are in your pocket. And it'll be in your own language. If you speak Aymara or Quechua, Cusco or Tamil or Malayalam, whatever language, that every single person on earth will have easy, unfettered access to the gospel and have an opportunity to accept Jesus as their Lord. That's my dream. God's already given us the steps to get there. Lord willing, in 3 years, you're going to see us massively accelerated to that end. And God willing, in a few years to come, we'll see it all come to pass.
Troy, there's a lot of information available on your website. That's ism.bible. Tell us about your website and the resources there for our listeners.
Well, of course, we have the Bible Audio Network. You can dial in and listen there. You'll find out you can download a prospectus that explains all the things we've discussed today. Just give us your email, and we'd love to send it out to you. You can learn a little bit about the teams, our three-phase strategy, how we use technology and mobile devices. You can also learn more about ChurchBase and our incredible partnerships with ministries all over the world. And we'd love to have you join us and become a prayer partner where you can find out a little bit about what's going on as our ministry expands all over the world.
Troy, with COVID, you mentioned COVID, and we can't really have an interview without at least talking about it. This really can be a major encouragement for people that are shut in very remote places in the world, it sounds like.
Well, that's part of the reason why we decided to make ChurchBase a free resource to any ministry. It's not just churches in America. In fact, if you're a church and you become a partner, we'd love to provide for you your mobile app, all of the platform necessary for you to do your church ministry, but we also want to sponsor the emerging church that's growing around the world. You know, one of the churches that we are praying for is the global church in India. COVID struck. Many of those churches were not allowed to gather together, even in small locations. And these churches don't have 21st century tools readily available to them. Or if they do, they simply can't afford them. So we said, you know what? It shouldn't be like this. The church should have access to the best technology and the best tools. So that's why we decided that we would take ChurchBase and make it available, not just to churches in America, but really any church in the world that has a need. They can actually reach out to us, help us sponsor those churches that are emerging in India, in Asia, Southeast Asia, Thailand, Vietnam, all over the world. We hope that you'll join us, that you'll utilize the system yourself, but help us sponsor those other churches around the world as they're looking for tools as well.
Troy, this is way off script, but I have to ask you this. You're talking about reaching the entire earth with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel written in a language that people can understand. I just have to perceive that that's a huge endeavor. So God and our Lord Jesus Christ must be really big in terms of your perception of our God.
Well, he is amazing. Well, first of all, the global church has been working to this end for millennia. I'm just so excited and privileged that the Lord allows us, a small team, to play its particular role and part. But together, from Bible translation organizations to recording organizations, media companies, radio networks, radio and television stations, it's amazing to see how God has given his church and his people the resources and the tools that will allow us to actually get the job done. Our God is limitless, and his word should be limitless as well and made available to anyone, anywhere, and in their own language. So it really is a privilege, and you're absolutely right. Our God not only can do it, he promises that he will do it. And together as we partner, he's allowing us to just be a part of his big plan.
Troy, give us your websites one more time as we close.
ISM, International Scripture Ministries, ISM.Bible, ISM.Bible. And, of course, if you're a ministry, a missionary that has a need for your own mobile app, your own 21st century tools, we want to provide that for you. You can visit us at churchbase.com.
Well, I promise we won't make it 2 years before we get to visit with you again. Hope we get to visit with you again, Troy, early in 2021. Troy Carl, founder of International Scripture Ministries, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Bless you.